Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Cloudflare terminated DDoS protection services to the forum website 8chan as of August 5th, according to a blog post by CEO Matthew Prince. Prince cited 8chan as inspiring recent mass shootings and stated, "We reluctantly tolerate content that we find reprehensible, but we draw the line at platforms that have demonstrated they directly inspire tragic events and are lawless by design." 2 years ago, the company made a similar move to stop services to the Daily Stormer. Prince said Cloudflare will continue to engage with policymakers to help them understand and define remedies for sites that actively thwart or ignore the rule of law. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission is investigating an agreement between Amazon and Apple to sell Apple products directly on Amazon. As part of the deal, Amazon agreed to only allow Apple-authorized resellers to sell Apple products on Amazon, eliminating many small sellers of refurbished items. Apple's new credit card, issued in partnership with Goldman Sachs, is now in preview rollout with general availability to all iPhone owners in the U.S. later this month. Apple says it randomly invited some people who signed up to be notified about the Apple card. The sign-up process requires iOS 12.4, plus a physical address, birthday, income level, and the last four digits of a social security number. Goldman Sachs will use that information to approve or decline an application in real time, including a TransUnion credit check. If approved, the card will show up in an Apple wallet, and Apple's titanium card is available for free. The Department of Justice says AT&T employees took bribes to unlock millions of smartphones and to install malware and unauthorized hardware on the company's network. The DOJ charged two men with bribing more than $1 million between April 2012 and September 2017 to several AT&T employees at the company's Mobility Customer Care Call Center in Bothell, Washington. Employees were apparently contacted by telephone or Facebook message, and those who agreed to participate received lists of IMEI phone codes to unlock. The bribes were transferred to bank accounts through shell companies or in cash. The installed malware appears to be a keylogger, which can gather confidential and proprietary information regarding the structure and functioning of AT&T's internal protected computers and applications. Samsung unveiled new models in its Galaxy Note line, the Galaxy Note 10, the Note 10 Plus, and the Note 10 Plus 5G. The devices use the Snapdragon 855 system on a chip, feature HDR 10 Plus certified displays, three rear cameras with telephoto, wide-angle, and dual-aperture 12-megapixel main camera that features optical image stabilization, a 10-megapixel selfie camera, in-screen fingerprint reader, and S-Pen support. And there's no longer a headphone jack or a dedicated Bixby button. The phones also support an updated DeX desktop interface and now includes Mac and Windows apps that allow you to plug in your phone, and then you get a window of all of your apps, including drag-and-drop file transfers. The Note 10 comes with 8GB of RAM, features a 6.3-inch 2280 by 1080 dynamic AMOLED display, 256GB of UFS 3.0 storage, a 3500mAh battery, and costs $949. The Note 10 Plus offers 12GB of RAM, a 3040 by 1440 dynamic AMOLED display, a choice of 256 or 512GB of that same UFS 3.0 storage, but includes a micro SD card slot, adds in a VGA depth of field camera for 3D scanning, has a 4300 mAh battery, and starts at $1,099. Both are available for pre-order and shipping August 23rd. The Note 10 Plus 5G will be available for pre-order on August 23rd and be a Verizon exclusive for a limited time. There's also a Galaxy Note 5G that was announced, but will only be sold in South Korea. Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony will require all game publishers to disclose the odds of receiving types of in-game items from loot boxes in future titles. The Entertainment Software Association, which all three companies belong to, announced the new initiative at a loot box workshop at the Federal Trade Commission. Some video game publishers already include drop rates, and others, such as Activision Blizzard, Bandai Namco, Bethesda, Bungie, EA, Take-Two Interactive, Ubisoft, Warner Brothers, and Wizards of the Coast have agreed to do so by the end of 2020. The Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo Switch are included in the commitment, but not PC games. At the Huawei Developer Conference, CEO Richard Yu unveiled Harmony OS, an open-source, microkernel-based distributed OS primarily aimed at IoT devices. Yu stated the OS was faster and safer than Android, and that in the event Huawei can no longer access the Android ecosystem, the company can deploy Harmony OS, quote, at any time. The OS doesn't allow root access thanks to kernel isolation, uses formal mathematical verification to spot vulnerabilities, and has a deterministic latency engine to allocate resources with real-time analysis and forecasting. As a result, Yu claims Harmony OS offers instructions per clock performance 5 times faster than Google's Fuchsia and 3 times faster than QNX. Harmony OS will first appear in smart displays and still include the Linux kernel as well as Huawei's LiteOS kernel alongside its native microkernel. Version 2.0 is scheduled for 2020 and will offer just the microkernel as well as better graphics support. And finally, the Wall Street Journal reports that Facebook is offering news outlets content deals for a news section the company hopes to launch next year, according to sources. The 3-year deals would reportedly be worth as much as $3 million per year to license the use of headlines and article snippets. ABC News, Dow Jones, The Washington Post, and Bloomberg are among the outlets approached. News outlets would have discretion over how content appears and have a choice of hosting articles directly on Facebook or linking back to their own sites. The news section would be separate from the existing Today In section of Facebook that links to stories from news organization in a user's area. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.